This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We have a spectacular subject today, an amazing topic. And let me begin. Thank you, Rabbi Ephraim, for mentioning the Sefer. If you haven't gotten a chance yet, before Tisha B'Av, to get a hold of Tzipisa LeYeshua, I have to say that I am a little bit biased in recommending it. But even if I wasn't biased, I still would recommend the Sefer. Really, you have to get it, you have to learn it, and it will really enhance your Tzipisa LeYeshua. Now, the best thing is go out to the store or go to artschool.com and order multiple copies for everyone you know. But let's say you're the kind of guy, you don't like to buy things, you like to get them for free. Well, I have good news for you, because I have a friend who started an organization called Marbitzei Torah. And if you're willing to learn the Sefer, he will send you, you don't even have to go to his house, he will send you for free the Sefer. You could WhatsApp him at 267-289-3400, 267-289-3400. Or you could email him at marbitzeitaira1@gmail.com. marbitzeitaira1@gmail.com. He already has given out more than 200 free Tzipisa LeYeshuas. So if you want to learn it, he's going to send it to you. Or, and this would really help him, if you would like to sponsor the Svarim, then you can have the zchus of people learning the Sefer in your zchus. Okay, we have an amazing topic today that is connected to Tzipisa LeYeshua. And Parshas V'eschanan, really spectacular material. Hold on to your socks. Here we go. This Shabbos, Habo Aleinu L'Toiva, Parshas V'eschanan, is called Shabbos Nachamu, because we're mafter in the Navi that we're going to read, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimar, Elokeichem, which is a great consolation for the Jewish people for this bitter galus. And Hashem tells us, Daberu Alev Yerushalayim Bikiru Eleha, Ki Malatziva, Ki Nirtza, Avoinaha, Ki Lakha Miyad Hashem. Hashem tells the Navi, speak to the heart of Yerushalayim and call out to her. Because her host is filled, her sins have been atoned for, and Hashem will reveal himself. And therefore, we read this Haftorah of Nechama after the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. However, we have to understand, not only was this week's Haftorah selected for the week after Tisha B'Av, this week's Kriyas HaTorah was selected for the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. Meaning, we don't just randomly read V'eschanan this Shabbos. No, we intentionally, we designate V'eschanan for the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. Like the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Chav Ches Siv Dalet, La'olam koyrin Sav es Aroin koydem Pesach. We always read Sav before Pesach in a regular year, and we always have Tisha B'Av before V'eschanan. And the siman is Piktu U'Pischu. Piktu refers to Tzav, and then we have the Yom Tov of Pesach. And then Tzoymu V'Tzoylu. Tzoymu V'Tzoylu. Fast and pray. Fast, that's Tisha B'Av. Pray, that's V'eschanan. As Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. So there's a connection between fasting on Tisha B'Av. Why are we fasting on Tisha B'Av? To be able to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But in order to achieve that, we need great tefillah. So therefore, right after Tisha B'Av, we have Tzoylu, tefillah, 515 tefillos. Tzoymu v'tzoylu, fast and pray. The Taz says, Tzoymu is Tisha B'Av, Tzoylu is V'eschanan. What exactly is the connection between the fast of Tisha B'Av and the 515 tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu daven kaminyan va'aschana on 515 tefillos, that we have this mnemonic, tsoimu v'tsoilu, fast and pray. I want to share with you an amazing question. We all know that when we say Kriya Shema, we do not say Baruch Shem out loud. We don't say Baruch Shem out loud, we say it quietly. Why do we say it quietly? Because we have this dilemma. The dilemma is, on the one hand, we know that Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem. When Yaakov Avinu called his children, he said, Heyasvu v'agido lachem. Yaakov wanted to be Megala, the Kates, and the Shechina left. He said, maybe, heaven forbid, there's some kind of disqualification in my children. Avraham had Yishmael, Yitzchak had Esav, maybe I too have a psul in my zera. So his children said, no, Tata, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu Hashem Echad. Just like in your heart there's one God, so too in our heart there's only one God. At that moment, Yaakov Avinu burst forth, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy Le'olam Va'ed. Come the Chachamim and they say we have a great dilemma. What should we do? Should we say Baruch Shem? Moshe didn't say Baruch Shem. Moshe said Shema in this week's parasha. He didn't say Baruch Shem. Not to say it, Yaakov Avinu said it. So what do? We say it quietly. So I have a question on this Gemara. We have this dilemma that Moshe didn't say it and Yaakov said it. Friends, if Moshe would have gotten up and given a shiur, I am morally opposed to Baruch Shem, then okay, I understand, you have a dilemma. Yaakov is for it, Moshe is against it. You know, Moshe didn't say a lot of things. He also didn't say Matoivu, so we shouldn't say Matoivu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Psukah de Zimra here. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the Sheish Zechirois. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Pitamak Toiras. Okay, see, these are the things he said. Doesn't mean he's against Baruch Shem. He didn't run on a platform that he's going to abolish Baruch Shem. Who says he has any problem with Baruch Shem? He happened not to have said it. So what exactly is the dilemma? Yaakov said it, so let's say it. Moshe didn't say he's opposed to Baruch Shem. What exactly is the issue? Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos. Vo'es chanan el Hashem ba'is ha'hi le'mar. So the Medrash says on the words Lamar, Mahu Lamar, Amar Rabbi Azarya, Lamar Ledairais, Sheyu Mispalilin Bishas Hatzara. It's a lesson for future generations that they should pray at a time of distress. Shahre Moshe Afal Pishanemar Loy Loy Savar Sayardin Azeh Hischel Mischanin. Even though Moshe was told, do not cross the Yarden, he began to plead. He began to daven. Now we understand on a basic level the depth of the simen tsoimu v'tsoilu. Meaning, we, Klal Yisrael, we fasted on Tisha B'Av for the great Sarah, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. However, never give up hope from the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. Because even when things look bleak, v'tsoilu, we need to follow the path of Moshe Rabbeinu to continue to daven. To daven that we should be zoicha to the nechama, to be zoicha to personal yeshuas, to the yeshuas of Klal Yisrael. That's the connection between tsoimu and soilu. That after we fasted on Tisha B'Av, we need to continue to daven. However, there are a number of problems over here. Did you realize that the source to daven be'ez tzara is Moshe Rabbeinu was told he's not going to cross the Yarden? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu davened. So we learn from here, you should daven be'ez tzara. Friends, sorry, this does not seem like a very good source to learn out to daven be'ez tzara. Because Moshe davened and davened and davened and davened and davened and davened and Hashem said, no! So you're going to learn out to daven be'ez tzara from Moshe Rabbeinu, where Hashem rejected his tefillah? And not only that, not only did Hashem say no, but he wanted to daven one more, and Hashem said, I don't want to hear you. Stop it, Rav Lach, Al Toysef. Al Toysef. Vayyohim Hashem, Eli Rav Lach, Al Toysef, Daber Eli Oid, Badavar Hazeh. I don't want to hear one more word from you. So we're going to learn out the obligation to daven Be'ez Tzara from this incessant tefillah that Hashem rejected, and then to top it off, not only did Hashem say no, He said, stop it, cut it out, knock it off already. Why would this be the source of tefillah Be'ez Tzara? The Chassam Sofer asks in the Drashos. He said, Oid yesh li diok, oimram b'medrash, leimar l'doira, shi yomispalem Be'ez Tzara, k'moy Moshe ben b'kasha haloi nene b'tefillah zu. So the Chassam Sofer has a whopper of a chiddush. He has a bumba of a chiddush. The simple way to learn is that when Moshe Rabbeinu said the tefillah, Hashem Elokim, ato hachi loisal haroises avdecha, es god lecha, v'yes yodcha, chazak Hashem yikel, v'ashamayim uv'aretz asher yasech, masach v'chivosecha, eberana. Please, I would like to cross. Eberana, I would like to cross. Which number tefillah was that? Which number tefillah is that? Eberana. So we would have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, in saying Eberana, is saying the 515th tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu had already davened 514. And Eberana probably must be the 515th tefillah. But the Chassam Sofer has a chiddush. Chassam Sofer says no. Moshe Rabbeinu already davened 515 tefillahs. Va'eschanan is 515. Eberana is 516 then. Says the Chassam Sofer, V'novay el hituch haksuvim shesiper Moshe Rabbeinu va'eschanan el Hashem shehimshech tavkov tesvav kaminim va'eschanan El Bechinas Havaya, he davened 515 tefillos to Hashem, and by doing so, he became Yisrael. And his kavana was to say a 516th tefillah. But when he got to that number, Hashem got upset at him, and Hashem said, "I don't want to hear you say one more tefillah." So from here we learn you should daven Be'ez Tzara. You hear what Chassam Sofer is saying? Don't mistakenly think that Eberana is the 515th tefillah. He already davened 515 tefillahs. And Eberana is the 516th tefillah. The question, though, that is raised by the Shvilei Pinchas in Likutei Ma'amarim on this week's Parsha is, how does that answer the question? Because think about it. According to this, that Moshe Rabbeinu already davened 515 tefillos, and then Bo'esa Hilemar, he wanted to add one more tefillah. Now, the Chassam Sofer says, if he would have said that 516th tefillah, he would have been answered. So since he would have been answered, had he said that 516th tefillah, we could learn out that you daven Be'ez Tzara. Because the simple way of learning is, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 514, and this is 515, and Hashem said, no, 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 no. And the Chassam Sofer is bothered. So we're going to learn out from here, you should daven Be'ez Tzara. Hashem said no to every single tefillah. No, but the answer is, he already davened 515. And he wanted to daven 516. And if he would have davened 516, Hashem would have said yes. So from here we learn out that Be'ez Tzara you should daven. Because if he would have davened the 516th tefillah, he would have been answered. So the Shvilei Pinchas is very troubled with this Chassam Sofer. Number one, wait a second. Is this a good source to learn out you should daven Be'ez Tzara? If he would have been answered in the affirmative, then maybe you could learn out that if you're in trouble, you should daven. But at the end of the day, Hashem said, no, no to number two, no to number three, no to number four, no to number five, no to number six. Hashem rejected all 515 tefillahs. And even though you're right, if he would have said the 516th, he would have been answered. But Hashem told him, I don't want you to say it. So this is a good source to learn out. You should daven Be'ez Tzara. Hashem rejected all 515. And the 516th, that he would have been answered, Hashem said, you're right, you would be, but I'm not going to let you say it. Number two, how do you understand that Hashem rejected all these tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem said no to Moshe Rabbeinu 515 times? And even more than that, if Hashem was not going to answer his tefillah, then why did Hashem, so to speak, torture Moshe Rabbeinu and let him say tefillah after tefillah after tefillah after tefillah after tefillah after tefillah? For what purpose? Why did Hashem do it? If Hashem knows he's not going to answer it, then Hashem should say to Moshe, after the first tefillah, Al Toysef, Rav Lach. It's like, it's torture. Moshe, if Moshe would have said the 516th tefillah, he would have been answered. But Hashem wasn't going to let him say it. So then why did Hashem let him go so far and say 515 tefillahs? Hashem should just say, listen, this is not happening. I'm not going to be answering you. So just cut it out right away. Hashem let him go. And then once he's about to get up to the tefillah that will work, then Hashem tells him, don't answer. Don't offer it. Also, that means the tefillah of Ebrana was never actually said. It's as if Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I said 515, I wanted to say 516, and Hashem told me, don't say it. Now all of a sudden, the Torah is recording tefillos that Moshe wanted to say. He never said it. Why in the world are we recording it? Since when does the Torah record tefillos that people would have liked to say? So the Mashgiach comes to the Bachar. He said, you daven mincha? Yeah. When? No, I didn't actually. I wanted to. Okay, that's right, you wanted to. Well, since when is it relevant what the tefillos the person wanted to say? So number one, still, why would this be the source to daven be'ez tzara? Hashem rejected all the tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu, and even the one that would have worked, Hashem didn't let him say. So this is going to give us chizuk that we should daven be'ez tzara. Number two, why did Hashem let him daven all these tefillos if they were not going to be accepted? And why does the Torah record a tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say? So in order to understand this, let's introduce an amazing Gemara in Psachim Daf Peches. Rabbi Lazar is explaining the pasuk, "Vaholchu amim rabim, va'amru l'chu v'nale el har Hashem, el beis Elohei Yaakov." Says Gemara, it says the God of Yaakov and not the God of Avraham and Yitzchak. Not like Avraham who called the Beis Hamikdash Har, mountain. Not like Yitzchak who called the Beis Hamikdash Sadeh, field. But like Yaakov who called it Bayis, Shenemar, Ein Zeh, Vayikra Eshem Hamakim Ahu Beis El. What exactly is the meaning of this Gemara? Avraham called the Makam HaMikdash Har, Yitzchak called it Sadeh, and Yaakov called it Bayis. So to understand this Gemara, we have to go to a remarkable conversation between two Gedolim who lived in two different worlds, the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron Mibelz and Hagoyin HaGadol, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Damai. When they met each other, they discussed the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. And this is already recorded in many Svarim. And Rabbi Shvilei Pinchas brings it the way it appears in the Sefer Be'er Shleima, Rabbi Shleima Tzucker, in the name of Rabbi Shiel Amibelz. What does it mean Avram called it Har, Yitzchak called it Sadeh, Yaakov called it Bayis? Say the Mekubalim that the first wall of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem came and He built it with His Machane. Machane is 103. Mem is 40, Ches is 8, Nun is 50, He is 5, 103. Then Avraham came and with His Machane, He built the second wall. And when He built the second wall, He can't just build an additional wall, but it has to stick together with the first wall. So you need the forces not just of 103, you need it 206. So He called it Har. Har is 205, Im HaKoilel is 206, and He built the second wall. comes Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak wants to build the third wall. So he calls it Sadeh. Sadeh is 309, because it's not enough to build the third wall. He has to build the third wall that connects to the first two. So you need 103 times 3. Then Yaakov Avinu wants to build a fourth wall. So he calls it Bayis. Bayis is 412. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, we need a roof. So we need the power not of 103, not of 206, not of 309, not of 412, of 515. So Moshe Rabbeinu builds the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. And by doing so, he was mashlim the Mikdash Shalmala. These are the walls of the Mikdash Shalmala. Moshe Rabbeinu was mashlim the Mikdash Shalmala. Comes the Belzer Rebbe. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ata achiloisa laharois es avdecha es gadlecha ves yadcha chazaka, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you've already showed me your wonders, your powerful hand, and your greatness by the fact that you listened to my tefillah and you built, because of my tefillah, the Mikdash Shalmala. Now I'm going to offer one more tefillah that I want to cross the Yarden and I want to see the Mikdash Shalmata. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened 515, and guess what Hashem said to all of those 515 tefillahs? Yes, 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 yes. Every single one of those tefillahs was neskabel. It was effective. It built the Mikdash Shalmala. And then Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to daven the 516th tefillah. And Hashem said, yes, the only thing is I can't say yes right now, so just do me a favor. Don't say the 516th tefillah. So says, by the way, just to share with you an idea, I mentioned it yesterday in Tisha B'Av, but it fits in very beautifully with what we're learning now, in terms of the third Beis HaMikdash that we're all hoping for, exactly what is it going to be like? Who's going to build it? On the one hand, the Rambam says, Melech HaMashiach is destined to restore the Malchus Beis David and to build the Beis HaMikdash. Likewise, the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis Amud Beis says, Hashem showed me the four carpenters. Who are the four carpenters? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and the Kohen Tzedek. So Rashi says, why does Mashiach need to be a carpenter? Rashi says, because Mashiach will have to build the Beis HaMikdash. But on the other hand, Rashi and Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah and Mem Aleph say that, you know, the third Beis HaMikdash could be built the night of the 15th of Nisan. So Rashi says, what do you mean? Ein binyan Beis HaMikdash b'layla, shenemar uv'yoyim hokim Hashem. Mikdash could only be built during the day. And the Mikdash cannot be built on the 15th of Nisan because Ein binyan Beis HaMikdash doiche yomtif. To which Rashi answers, that's the Mikdash built by man. But the Mikdash that we're hoping for, Banoi u'meshuchlal hu yegale v'yavoi mishamayim shenemar Mikdash Hashem koinenu yadecha. The Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from heaven. So comes the Aruch Lener, and the Aruch Lener asks on Rashi, really, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from heaven? So then why does Mashiach have to be a carpenter? He could let him go sell life insurance. Why does he have to be a carpenter? Or sell used cars? He could get a different job. He doesn't have to be a carpenter. He doesn't have to build a Beis HaMikdash. He's going to come down from Shemayim. Or Mashiach, if he wants, he could go into nursing homes. Or whatever he wants to do. Whatever he wants. He could graphic design. It's a lot of career options. What does he need to be a carpenter for? To build a Beis HaMikdash. But he's not going to build a Beis HaMikdash. He's going to come down from Shemayim. Furthermore, the Aruch Lener asks, why do we always daven Yiratzon Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash? What do you mean Sheyibane? It's built already. It's already built. Also, why do we say Sheyibane? We should say Sheyigale. Says the Aruch Lener, there is no question that Mashiach will come and physically build the Beis HaMikdash with his hands. Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. There is no question that, like the Rambam says, Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. Whereupon, once the physical edifice is built, then the Mikdash Shamala will descend into the Mikdash Shamata, like a neshama fills the guf, and that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened Va'eschana and Tfilois, he was zoicha to build the Mikdash Shamala. Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mikdash Shamala, and if he would have said one more tefillah, 5:16, he would have built and be zoicha to see the Mikdash Shamata. And Hashem said, no, that's too much already. But we've explained and answered all these questions on the Chsam Sofer. We asked, we're going to learn out from here to Davin Be'is Sarah, but it seems like Hashem rejected the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the answer is no, heaven forbid, Hashem did not reject even one tefillah. Every single tefillah was answered and effective. What better place to learn out that tefillah works Be'is Sarah than for Moshe Rabbeinu? Because every single tefillah was effective. He was zoicha to build the Mikdash Shamala. And you know what? If he would have added one more tefillah, he would have brought and built the Mikdash Shamata. So he said, Ebra, no. Hashem said, no, I know what you're thinking. I know you want to say Tefillah 5:16. Don't do it. Don't add Tefillah 5:16. By the way, we asked, since when does the Torah record Tefillahs that people wanted to say? This Tefillah of Ata Hachiloisal Haroises Abdecha, and Hashem said, don't say it. You know, there's an idea that is brought many times in the Archaim HaKadosh, it's based on the Zohar, that Moshe Rabbeinu will be Mashiach. The Archaim HaKadosh writes in many, many Mekoymos, Moshe Rabbeinu will be Mashiach. The remez is Moshe, Ma Shehoya Hu Sheyia, Rashi Tovos Moshe. I, the Archaim HaKadosh says, you'll ask, but he's not from Malchus Beis David, he is. He's kolel all the shvatim. He's kolel all of Klal Yisrael, the Archaim HaKadosh says. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, why does the Torah record the Membeis Masois and then say L'moitzoyehem, L'maseyem, L'maseyem, L'moitzoyehem? Why does it say it both ways? Because there's an idea that these 42 Masois will repeat themselves. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in the Midbar, Mul Beis Pa'ar, is because when the great day of Mashiach comes, Moshe Rabbeinu, as the faithful shepherd, will help raise up all of those souls that died in Baal Pa'ar. He will help them travel through the Membeis Masois, and he will bring them into Eretz Yisrael, Al Yidei another Kriyas Yamsuf. So Moshe Rabbeinu's 516th tefillah, even that tefillah will be effective. Even that tefillah will be accepted. Moshe Rabbeinu will stand up with the resurrection. And he will say, Ribbono shel Olam, I was zoicha to build the Mikdash Shamala. Ata hachiloisa laharois es avdecha, es gadlecha v'es yadcha hachazaka. Do me a favor. Ebra na ve'eres ha'aretz ha'toiva asher be'ever ha'yardein. Please let me enter Eretz Yisrael and build the Mikdash Shamata. Moshe Rabbeinu will do that. La'asid lavai. Even that tefillah will be effective. In other words, not only were the 515 tefillahs accepted to build the Mikdash Shamala, but even that 516th tefillah that Hashem said, don't say, it was only paused. It's still in the queue. And la'asid lavai, by Tchias HaMeisim, Moshe will say it, he will enter Eretz Yisrael, he will cross the Yarden, and he will bring Klal Yisrael to the Mikdash Shamata. Now, I'm going to tell you one more secret, and then so far this has been from Hagoyin Reb Pinchas Friedman Shlita, one of his classic essays, Likutei Maimarim Shvilei Pinchas. And we're going to say one more astounding chiddush brought by the Shvilei Pinchas, and we're going to say a new idea, a new chiddush atzam. The Arizal says that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was told, don't say Tefillah 5:16, we have the audacity to say Tefillah 5:16. What's Tefillah 5:16? Yiskadeh v'yiskadeh Rashi Tevos, Yud, Vav, Shin, Resh, Yoishar, 516. In other words, the tefillah Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah is a tefillah, may Hashem's name become great and magnified and glorified, meaning that the Mashiach should come, we should build the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be zoicha to see the sanctification of the name of Hashem. Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah. So even though Moshe was told, don't say it, we say it. Friends, do you understand the power of Kaddish? Do you understand the power of those words, Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah? That is literally the 516th tefillah to bring Mashiach. So at a siyum, when the words are added, V'atzmach per kaneh v'karei Mashiachei, or those in Nusach Sfard who say that, we don't need to say it in Nusach Ashkenaz. That's what the words mean. It's a clear tefillah to expedite the Mashiach. It is tefillah 516. Now, we don't have the audacity to say it outright in Lashon Kodesh, so we hint to it in Aramaic, in Rashi Tevois, but it represents the ultimate tefillah to create the Mikdash Shalmata. Now, what is the tefillah Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah? Tosfos in Brachos brings the Machzor Vitri. He doesn't agree with it, but he brings the Machzor Vitri. That right now Hashem's name is small. It's Ka. His name is Ka, Yud Ke. It's missing the Vav Ke. It's Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. So we're davening Yehei Shem Ka, right? When we say Yehei Shmei Rabbah, what does it mean? Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Yehei, it should be Shem Ka, the Shem Yud Ke Rabbah. It should be made great. It should become Yud Ke Vav Ke. Tosfos brings from Achzor Vitri the Tefillah Yehei Shem. Yehei Shmei Rabbah means Yehei Shem Ka Rabbah. We daven Hashem's name Ka should be made Yud Kei Vav Kei. By the way, the Torah says on the words Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah, the same exact thing. Shmei Rabbah, Yesh Mefarshim, the Shem Ka should be Rabbah. We're mespalel on the Shem Ka, that it should be Yiskadel v'Yiskadeish and be Havaya. In other words, according to the Torah, the Tefillah Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah is synonymous with Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach La'alam Uliyom Me'omaya. So with this, Hashem has given us a great matana. You ready for this? Please strap yourself in your seatbelts. They have now, you could purchase for your seatbelt a little extension, a little shtick. It goes into the seatbelt, and then you buckle it into that. It just makes it safer. So I would recommend an extra precaution for listening to this chiddush. That means the tefillah of Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach and the tefillah Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah is we're davening that the Shem Ka should be made Shem Havaya. In other words, the tefillah Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah, the 516th tefillah, what is it? Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach. You know, in the Targum Yerushalmi, it says that when Yaakov Avinu was afraid that maybe there was some kind of psul in his children, so his children said, don't worry, don't worry. We all believe in God. V'amrin, Shema Minan Yisrael Avunan Hashem Lakana Hashem Chad. They said, Shema Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu responded, Ane Yaakov Avunan V'amar, Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach L'Omei Amen. Yaakov Avinu responded, Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach L'Alam Omei Amaya. What? Ribbono d'Alma Kula. How could the Targum Yerushalmi say that Yaakov Avinu answered Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Yehei Shmei Rabbah? But the Gemara Psachim that we quoted said that Yaakov Avinu said what? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Va'ed. By the way, isn't it interesting that even though we say Baruch Shem quietly, but we scream out Yehi Shmei Rabba out loud. But isn't it a stira? The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun Vav says that Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem, and the Gemara and the Targum Yushalmi says no, he didn't say Baruch Shem. He said Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach. The answer is very simple, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, the Targum of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'Olam Va'ed, blessed is the name of the glory of his kingdom forever. The Targum of it is Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach, his great name should be blessed forever and ever. Friends, that means if the tefillah of Yiskadel V'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabba, if Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba is the tefillah of Baruch Shem, so now, not only did Moshe Rabbeinu not say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'Olam Va'ed, he didn't just omit it. Moshe Rabbeinu did not just leave out Baruch Shem, but when Hashem said Rav Lach Al Toisef, don't say another word, don't say Tefillah 5:16. What's Tefillah 5:16? Yiskadel v'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabba. What is Yiskadel v'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabba? It's Baruch Shem according to the Targum. So not only did Moshe not say Baruch Shem, Hashem told Moshe, don't you dare say Baruch Shem, meaning don't say Tefillah 5:16, don't say Yiskadel V'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabba, which is synonymous with Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. So regarding the question we had, Yaakov Avinu didn't omit it. Moshe didn't omit it. We asked, Moshe just omitted it. He's not against it. And the answer is no, he did more than omit it. He was told, don't you dare say it. He was told, Rav Lach, enough already. He was told, Al Toisef. So now we have a real dilemma. Yaakov said it. Moshe didn't just not say it. Moshe was told he's not allowed to say it. By the way, so it comes out that Yehi Shmei Rabba, which is synonymous with Yiskadeh V'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabba, is the 516th tefillah. Maybe this would explain the teaching of the Zohar, and in Gemara Shabbos the Gemara Shabbos also says this. The Gemara says, Kol ha'oina amein Yehi Shmei Rabba mevarach b'chol koichai, koirin lo'i gezar dinoi of 70 years. Hashem rips up a gezar din of 70 years. What does that mean, a gzar din of 70 years? Simply, it means the lifespan of a person is 70 years. Even a gzar din of a person's lifespan, Hashem will rip up through Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. But maybe there's another meaning. We know the gezerah of Churban Beis HaMikdash was 7 years. The destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, it lay in ruins for 70 years. So anyone who answers Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, which is commensurate with Tefillah 5:16, Hashem will rip up the gezar din of 70 years, meaning the gezar din of the Golos. The gezar din of the Golos is the gezar din of 70 Shana. By saying Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, that is Tefillah 516 that could bring the Geula. So friends, now we understand the power of this wondrous tefillah, Yiskadel V'Yiskadeh Shmei Rabba, tefillah 516. That is the tefillah that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have said it, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. The source in the Chumash to Davin Beis Sora is Moshe Rabbeinu. He davened 515 tefillahs, and every single one was effective. He was zoicha to build the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. And even the tefillah that he would have said, tefillah 5:16, he would have been answered and he would have built the Mikdash Shamata. And La'asid Lava, he's going to say that tefillah. He's going to go through the Masois, he's going to enter Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to come to Ribbono Shel Ata hachiloisa laharois es avdecha, es godlecha ves yodcha hachazaka, ebra na ve'eres ha'aretz hatoiva, asher be'ever hayarden. Now this illuminates our eyes to understand the siman of the Karmoinim. Tsoimu, fast on Tisha B'Av. But v'tsoilu, we need to emulate Moshe Rabbeinu, to daven incessantly for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And don't let your hopes get down. Don't think you're not being answered. No, every single tefillah is being utilized, is being answered, is being used in some way to bring binyan for Klal Yisrael. And especially when we answer Yehei Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, and the 516th tefillah of Yiskadel V'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah, that has a awesome power to bring great geula for Klal Yisrael. So that's the siman of this Shabbos. Tzoymu, we fasted yesterday, and Bez Hashem, this Shabbos, it's Ma'iras to Vitzoylu to be Mispalel. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Thank you. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.